Amen. Good Sunday school this morning, and talking about sowing and reaping. You know, it's good to know that we're responsible to sow. God says He'll take care of the increase. He'll take care of, He's already set up the laws of nature. When you plant that mustard seed, you get mustard. When you plant an apple seed, you get an apple tree. And if you go out and sow the word of God, you'll get Christian. Amen. It's all already been decided. The Lord's already set it up. Had a good Sunday school this morning. We had 76 in Sunday school. That might not sound like a lot, but that's two more than we had last year when the craft festival was going on. So we're doing very well this morning. And we had with us this morning one class that actually met their enrollment, Jackie's class and the Doves class. The young folks there, they were really faithful this morning, doing good. And also, we had six people visiting with us this morning. And I've try to welcome and tell you as visitors, we appreciate you every week. And I want you to know, I'm not just saying words. We really do appreciate those that come and visit with us here at New Salem Baptist Church. And we want to try to make you welcome and want you to come back and be with us anytime that you can. We appreciate you so much for coming and choosing New Salem Baptist Church to come and visit this morning. And I think you'll get a blessing from it, from being in God's house. We appreciate you being here.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I have a card to read, and it says, "Thank you so much for the beautiful Thomas Kincaid print, the visits, the food, the calls, and most important, the prayers that were sent our way during our mother's illness and passing. We prayed that the Lord would peacefully take her, and God answered our prayer." And that is from Martha, Sandra, Mary, and the West family. So continue to pray for Martha and her family. I've got a few things. Neighborhood Watch Dinner. It's going to be October the 27th. It'll be at the Community Center. Start right after church. If you'd like to go up and help them, this is the only fundraiser they have all year. And they use it to purchase gas for their vehicle and keep our neighborhood safe and watch out for things. And they do a good job. And if you'd like to help them, go up and eat dinner with them. It's a free will donation. And if you can't go, Larry Scruggs will be glad to take the donation up and give it to them. But they need desserts. So if you can make a dessert and take up there before church, they would appreciate it. And this coming Saturday, October 19th, the adult ladies of the church are planning a trip to Ellijay. They're going to leave the church around 8 o'clock and be back at dark. So if you'd like to go with them, ladies, and you need some information, get with Miss Joyce or Miss Ginger, and they've got the details on that. And there's going to be a baby shower for Camry, and it'll be Sunday, November 10th from 2 to 5 at our house. And she's having a boy, not registered anywhere, so that'll be on November the 10th. And the ladies that are going on the retreat in November, if you can meet with Miss Joan for just a few minutes after the service, just meet up front here. She needs to meet with you. She would appreciate that. This coming Friday, October 18th, the Dade County Singing Convention will have their monthly singing. They start at 7:30 on Fridays and sing, and then they go down and eat supper. So if you'd like to take part in that or just come hear some good gospel singing, that'll be Friday starting at 7:30. Have any birthdays or anniversaries? Who? Nobody? All right. Well, if our ushers would come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Bruce, will you ask God's blessing on our offering? Thank you.
1977.
Volume right there. Yeah, on the second.